Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? You know, that thing where you swear you're just going to check one quick email, but an hour later you're deep down a rabbit hole of cat videos and questionable news articles. I get it. We're all swimming in a sea of digital stimulation, and it can be tough to stay afloat without feeling overwhelmed or burnt out. But guess what? Today we're diving into something that might surprise you mindful eating. Now, before you click off thinking this isn't about screens, hear me out. Our relationship with food is just as easily hijacked by our digital lives as anything else. But mastering mindful eating isn't about deprivation or rules. It's about reclaiming your power over your choices and finding a deeper connection to the nourishment you put into your body. Ready to break free from autopilot and cultivate a healthier relationship with food? Let's go. First up, let's talk about distractions. Ever noticed how easily we munch mindlessly while scrolling through our phones or binge-watching that new show? It's practically a reflex. But when you're distracted, you miss out on the actual experience of eating, the taste, the texture, the satisfaction. It's like watching a movie with your eyes closed. You might hear the sound, but you're not truly experiencing it. Second, let's address those mental chatterboxes we call our minds. They're constantly buzzing with thoughts about work, relationships, to-do lists, and everything in between. When we eat while bombarded by this mental noise, we can easily overeat without even realizing it. We're not truly present in the moment, so we don't register when we're full. It's like trying to have a conversation with someone who's simultaneously juggling three different tasks. You end up missing half of what they're saying. Now let's talk about emotional eating. We all get those cravings when we're stressed, bored, or sad. But turning food into a coping mechanism can become a slippery slope. It might provide temporary comfort, but it doesn't address the underlying emotions. Instead of reaching for that extra slice of cake, try engaging in an activity that brings you joy, going for a walk, listening to your favorite music, or connecting with a friend. Remember, food is fuel, not a fix-all. Okay, let's get real. Imagine this. You're scrolling through social media after work, mindlessly snacking on chips while watching that new reality show you can't resist. Suddenly, your stomach starts feeling tight and uncomfortable. It's like your body is sending you a message, hey, slow down, I'm already full. But because you're caught up in the digital world, you keep munching away, ignoring those signals until you feel truly bloated and sluggish. That's mindless eating in action, missing out on the cues your body is trying to give you. Mindful eating isn't just about what we eat, it's also about how we eat. It's about savoring each bite, paying attention to the flavors, textures, and aromas. It's about taking the time to appreciate the nourishment our food provides. It's about being present in the moment without distractions or mental chatter. So, what can you do? Start by bringing awareness to your eating habits. Notice how often you eat mindlessly. Try setting aside phone-free meal times and engage all your senses while you eat. Chew slowly, savor each bite, and listen to your body's signals of fullness. These small changes can make a big difference in your overall well-being. Remember, folks, you've got this. Cultivating a mindful relationship with food isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Start by incorporating these tips into your daily life, and over time, you'll notice a shift in how you feel about food and yourself. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing forward. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, maybe that friend who always seems to be snacking while scrolling. And if you enjoyed the show, leave a review and let me know what you thought. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep the screens in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.